USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the TechBooks report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven they hold a double standard on what they see as the truth.
I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID, they put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.